WFSU is part of the American Graduate Let's Make It Happen public media initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The initiative is designed to address the high school dropout crisis with a focus on building the knowledge, understanding, and resources required to improve graduation rates in our community.
Ramon Alexander, Program Director, Distinguished Young Gentleman of America. Well, I'm a part of a collective mission of individuals that came together that were tired of pontification and talking to come up with resolutions to address issues in our community. And one of the things that we recognized that there were a lot of our students on the brink, and we wanted to provide a consistent interaction that served as a conduit for them to matriculate from high school to college and also serve as a foundation for other young men and their peers within their network to be exposed to the positive opportunities available through Distinguished Young Gentlemen. Now, this vision came about 5 or 6 years ago, and we sat down and began to lay out a very powerful, well-put-together plan and strategy. We've been able the last near 3.5-4 years to roll out a very positive product that is beneficial. We have a national summer academy that we bring young men from all over the country, from Chicago, Texas, Indiana, South Carolina, North Carolina, and they are able to expose themselves to an advanced curriculum with top-notch instructors to prepare them for the next phases of their lives. And also here, the Tallahassee chapter, they have the opportunity to get consistent interaction, ACT, SAT support, mentoring, academic support, social support, and we have chapters that we're expanding all over the country. We are truly blessed to see this movement take place, and what we're doing is measurable, a tangible impact, and we're truly excited about the prospects of where it will be over the next 5 to 10, 15, 20 years.
The American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen initiative is funded through a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, log on to WFSU.org.